Hello.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Well,
time. How you been?
Well, I told you before putting your life on the radio about what we've been through here, protesting in the streets, but let's talk music, let's not put it political this time. Alright, please, tell me, when was the last show of Propane in Bulgaria?
Well, that's a very good question. I would, if I had to guess, I would say it was probably about 3 years ago.
Or even more, four probably.
Maybe. Time flies, man.
Absolutely. But you're not, we are not getting older, we're getting wiser. That's a thing.
Well, that's one way to look at it.
Yeah. Говорихме си с Гари за това кога беше предишният им концерт в София. Ще ви призная, че не съм се подготвил по тази тема. Също така и той каза, че не си спомня. Каза преди сигурно 3 години. Аз казах, може би бяха 4. Така или иначе ставаме по-мъдри, а не по-стари, когато минава времето. И така. Anyway, we are here to talk about this brand new album of yours, and this week we got the chance to see the video of the making. You were looking very well, relaxed in beautiful, rich, wealthy, and calm Switzerland.
Yeah, you know, to say that it was a relaxed environment is probably the understatement of the century. I think that recording a Propane record in Switzerland is interesting because, as you can see, the surroundings are absolutely gorgeous, and which, you know, we're making a record, a very heavy record in that environment. So it's certainly it doesn't come with its within any less of a contrast than that.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other hand, it's really a great vibe over there because we know V.O. Pulver now for almost 20 years, and he's the producer of our last three albums. So we know that when we go there, that we're gonna turn out a great record. So having that sort of confidence going into the studio is a great thing, and you know, that's why we continue to go there. That's really the main reason why.
Сигурно сте виждали тази седмица този къс видеофилм, правен от Кър Фарингтън, който прави предстоящото първо видео към албума на Propane, парчето Death Wish. Как Гари си стои с една биричка в Швейцария, в тази спокойна, богата, добре уредена държава. Няма такъв контраст, каза Гари, защото наистина видяхте в това видео колко добре изглежда мястото, където записваме, колко е красиво, а всъщност ние записваме един изключително суров и брутален албум на Propane, но всъщност ние познаваме от вече 20 години V.O. Pulver, знаете, това е човекът, който записва, смесва и мастерира албума, а една група от Швейцария, Гурт, която самите ние тук по Tangram Agorok познаваме много добре, всъщност всичко беше много яко. Actually, before getting back to this new record of yours, please, do you already have the answer? We know that, as you just mentioned, Switzerland has been the epitome for almost a century now, from one side of chocolate, banking systems and everything, but at the same time, something which is very calm and boring. But at the same time, these guys still do have bands like Gurd, as you mentioned, V.O. Pulver, and even earlier, stuff like Celtic Frost. So how come? Where is the answer?
Well, I think that, you know, these bands are a product of their environment, perhaps a product of their distaste for part of that environment. And I think, well, if you look, even look at the early days of the New York hardcore scene, I think a lot of its participants came from families which were well off, and despite sort of the image of being down and out, I know a lot of the early people from the New York hardcore scene, and a lot of them came from middle class families, upper middle class families. I think when, you know, with in terms of certain individuals, if you're born with a silver spoon in your mouth, so to speak, you know, they can take a turn for a different lifestyle, and in a lot of cases, these individuals grow up with a certain amount of angst, so they channel their efforts and their concerns into worthy causes, and and we're seeing that with a lot of Swiss bands. There's certainly no shortage of great bands in Switzerland, and great metal bands, great hardcore bands too. So they represent the music just as well as in territories where you would assume that this type of music provides a breeding ground for such a mentality.
Попитах го, добре, де всъщност какво е твоето обяснение, и ясно е, че тази много добре уредена и спокойна държава, каквато е Швейцария, през всичките години този практически метал и хардкор дух, който излиза, е нещо като отговор на това, че това е една скучна държава, както знаем. Какво е твоето обяснение сега, когато ти ги познаваш толкова добре? Той казва, ясно е, че тези хора са продукт на средата, в която живеят, но може би и на това, което не харесват в тази среда. Факт е, че много от групите от Нью-Йорк бяха част от заможни семейства, въпреки че звучаха като музика на аутсайдери, но всъщност те бяха родени богати и може би да всъщност искаха да се измъкнат от цялата тази система, всъщност независимо къде се раждаш, ти имаш този усет към нещата. Well, this new record of yours, which is basically called The Final Revolution, is the 14th in the history of the band. To what extent you can say that it is a step forward if you compare it to the previous one, let's say?
Well, there are a lot of similarities, probably more similarities than differences in the recordings and in the records. But there are almost just as many differences also. We've almost come full circle, you know, with our sound. This new album is more of a classic Propane record, sonically speaking. It's more groove oriented, and it takes us back to some of the roots that can be found on, say, an album like Contents Under Pressure or our self-titled record, works of ours from the 90s. And I'm the sole songwriter on this album, whereas the last album was more a collaborative effort. And I think that for old school fans of the band, the sounds on this new album are quite familiar to them, and it provides a bit of a comfort zone. And it's just really heavy. It's, I think, what fans have been longing for with regard to a Propane record for quite some time now. And judging by the response so far, I think it's going to do really well.
Като си има предвид, че това е 14-тия диск в историята на Propane, по принцип The Final Revolution, с какво е стъпка напред в историята на Propane в сравнение с предишния албум, да кажем. Той каза, ние всъщност затворихме кръга по някакъв начин, този албум е някакво завръщане от звукова гледна точка към албуми като нашият едноименен Propane от 98, който беше техният четвърти албум, или имен предишния Contents Under Pressure от 1996. Всъщност в този албум аз съм единственият автор на музиката. Така или иначе, това, което получаваме като реакции за музиката, която сме направили от нашите ферове, е, че те чуват това, което са свикнали да чуват от Propane, всъщност това, което те искаха да чуят. You said that you are the sole songwriter here. But please tell us, what was the reason for having new members, which means that where are our good old friends, Tom and the others?
Well, we initially intended to approach the songwriting in very much the same way as our last album, which was called Straight to the Dome.
Mm-hmm.
So we intended for it to be a collaborative effort, so it was a matter of, sending a lot of riff ideas and song ideas back and forth on the internet. And after about 3 weeks of writing, I recognized that it was starting to shape up very much the same as Straight to the Dome, and too much for my taste. So at that moment, I figured we had to sort of change things a bit and take a different course in terms of the songwriting. Our earliest works were works that I had solely written also, like, with Foul Taste of Freedom and The Truth Hurts. And I thought that if we were going to make a turn, that it would perhaps be a good idea to go full circle and just sort of take the reins in terms of the songwriting and write it myself and provide the fans with something they're very familiar with and that they can and totally support and get behind. So that's what we ended up doing, and the guys in the band gave me that opportunity to do it, and we're very happy with the results.
Въпросът беше да добре, да, ама все пак виждаме, че в този албум, ясно е, че от две години ги няма, но къде са нашите стари приятели Том Климчук, Гари Мескил каза, да, интересно е, че в един момент си дадох сметка, че ако започнем да работим по този начин, ще всичко радски ще напомня на предишния ни албум Straight to the Dome от 2012. Аз по принцип винаги съм искал да правя нещата не по този начин, не трябва да се повтаря, бе. Спомних си онези първите ни албуми, Fault Taste of Freedom от 92-та, това е нашия дебют, и The Truth Hurts от 94-та. Тогава аз отново бях единствен композитор и си казах, че може би това е начинът да се върнем към това, за да дадем на феновете на Propane това, което искат. Basically, it's been 21 years since you released your debut album, The Fault Taste of Freedom, as we were talking about that right now. Like, and you said doing full circle, but is there anything that you had changed, being much more experienced, of course, in your songwriting approach?
Not
technologically, because now it's easier, probably.
Right. Well, yes. I mean, technically, it's definitely easier because of all the years and all the experience, but. Emotionally and lyrically, I guess there's no shortage of things to write about. I think, you know, just being an observer of what's happening out there in the world, and being a person that has the opportunity to travel as much as I do, and observe a lot of different lifestyles, different cultures, certain hardships firsthand, it allows me to sort of be a commentator on all of these different things that I observe out there, and then there comes the commonality, and a lot of people who read the lyrics can certainly identify with what's being written, and that sort of provides the heart and soul of the band. It's because we can relate to people in terms of what we're saying, and then the hard music provides sort of the soundscape and the backdrop to the message.
Mm-hmm. Въпросът беше такъв, окей, ти каза, че се връщаш към тези първи години и си, когато беше ти отново единствени автор на песните, какво се промени всъщност за този дълъг период от повече от 20 години в начина, по който правиш песните? Не става дума за техническата част на страната. Естествено, технически е много по-лесно заради този вече толкова дълъг опит, но е факт, че през целият този период от 20 години аз, като човек, който наблюдава какво се случва, имах възможност естествено да пътувам много по света и да виждам от първа ръка какво е нещо, което се случва навсякъде, и практически сърцето и душата на Propane, разбира се, са текстовете, които аз пиша вече с много по-голяма достоверност, но освен това и музикално това се връзва по един страхотен начин. You mentioned that you've been traveling around the world for years, of course, which is one of the best sides of being in a rock and roll or punk band.
Right.
But yourself, you moved the band from New York City down to Sarasota.
Right.
To what extent it had any impact on the vibe within the band?
I don't really think it had much of an impact. I mean, if anything, it had more of a personal impact on me than what would be telling of the band. But I made a family decision, you know, to come down here. My brother had been living in Sarasota for years already before moving down here myself. And my parents eventually moved down here, too. I thought that it would be a great place to raise my son. And it has been, you know, it's a place where, you know, kids have a little bit more of an opportunity to be kids, and a bit longer than in New York. And in New York, we grew up very fast, and I observed that, and I always said to myself, if I have a kid, I would prefer to have him be a kid a little bit longer and enjoy his childhood a little bit longer than we did. And so that's really my main motive for moving down here to Sarasota. And I certainly don't have any regrets. I miss certain aspects of New York. I always will. But this is just one of life's changes that I embraced and never looked back upon.
Yeah, sacrifices that people do for kids. Всъщност, окей, по какъв начин обаче повлия твоето решение да преместиш групата от Нью Йорк Сити в Сарасота? Въпросът ми беше естествено последствие на това, което си говорихме, а имайте предвид, че Сарасота на практика е на юг във Флорида. Гари каза, не съжалявам грам за това, което направих. Брат ми живееше тук 4 години преди аз да се преместия, след което дръпнахме и нашите родители, но идеята е, че всъщност аз го направих заради сина ми, защото тук има повече възможности да си дете. Детството продължава по-дълго, отколкото в Ню Йорк. Съвсем логично е това. По друга страна, естествено, в Ню Йорк имаше страхотни възможности и така нататък, но какво да се прави? Всъщност човек трябва да прави някои неща за децата си. Again, it's going to be like a little bit like Travel Channel. It's going to be like, I believe that parts of the interview will go into the future archives of rock and roll history. But what is interesting, you mentioned that some of the hardcore and rock people from New York, from the middle class, and doing still harsh music. And the thing with Switzerland and the bands that hail from there, the meeting point here before you guys was Dan Spitz of Anthrax that moved from New York to Switzerland to be a
watch.
Yeah, a watch guy.
Repairman.
Yeah.
Swiss watch repairman.
Yeah. So, do you know the guy?
To a certain extent, yes. I mean, he's been a acquaintance of mine for a long time. It's not like, when I see him, it's, hey, how you doing? How you been? And that kind of a thing. But never, you know, any sort of close friendship, just because we never really had the opportunity to, you know, become that close, I suppose. In terms of Anthrax, I've always been closest with Scott, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Припомних му това, което той каза за много от тези нью-йоркски агенти в грубата музика, които всъщност са родени от заможни семейства. В същото време, естествено, говорихме и за Швейцария, че нещата се пресичат там, където Дан Спиц, на практика китаристът на Anthrax, се превещи в Швейцария и стара майстор на швейцарски часовници. Познавам го, разбира се, каза Гари, но не съм имал много възможност да се сближа с него. Естествено, той винаги е бил пред очите ми, но по някакъв начин аз винаги съм бил по-близък с Скот Иен. Since Propane is one of the rarest bands that have albums on a very regular schedule, do you think and can we expect in 2014 to have your next record?
Oh,
I mean, don't make a statement if you don't feel like.
I suppose it really depends on what the upcoming touring schedule is like. I know the band has been discussing doing some, at least some regional stuff here in the United States. So it really depends on how long the touring season is for the Final Revolution, and you know, when we can kick back and write some new material. So I think it's a bit too early to tell, but I wouldn't be surprised if we came out with with another one in 2014. You know, all things considered.
Propane са една от редките групи, които издават албуми почти всяка година. На практика, кога можем да очакваме следващият им албум, дали през 2014-та? Той каза, бе, не се знае, може би нашият дълъг процес на концерти ще бъде толкова разситен, че не се знае изобщо, но пък защо не? I don't see no Bulgarian dates this time. Why the hell?
Yeah, well, it's generally part of sort of a Balkan run for us, and the last time was I believe it was earlier this year that we had such a run, but it didn't go as far as Sofia or Bulgaria, unfortunately. So we've on the other hand, we fortunately had the opportunity to play for the fans over in Sofia a couple of times, and those shows have been great. So we're really hoping to return, and I think 4 years, it's been long enough of a space in between. So we're really hoping for another Sofia show sometime next year,
Mm-hmm. All right, so last question is, are the other three guys in the band younger than you?
Yes.
So how does it feel?
Aside from making you feel old, but you said we're getting older and wiser, so I guess I feel much wiser than them.
Are they like doggies waiting for some bone to be thrown to their mouths, or are they pretty much part of the spirit of the band?
Definitely part of the spirit of the band. They take their job in Propane very seriously, and each guy has a lot to offer and really contributes a lot more to the band than just getting up on stage and playing guitar. So there is a bit of a generational gap in between some of the members, especially between Jonas and I. Jonas is in his 20s, I'm in my 40s. So but oddly enough, when we're out on the road, Jonas and I, we get along like old friends that have known each other for 20 years. The other guys are in their 30s, but they're very well-grounded individuals, and they've taken to the road like seasoned veterans. So everybody has their head on straight. I would describe the other three as just a really nice bunch of guys that happen to be very passionate about their instruments and what they do, and hopefully this lineup will be around until the end.
Is there anyone of the former members of Propane that you still regret, or you do regret, of not being with you now?
Well, it was very difficult losing Tom because he was sort of my partner in crime and my comrade for 20 years in the band, and I didn't know whether we would be able to recover, but with his blessing and his positive spirit and attitude about Propane moving forward, it sort of freed our mind space up in terms of our willingness to move on and to continue. But not a day goes by on the road without fans asking, how's Tom doing? What is he up to? We're still a bit in shock, from losing him. But it's nice to know that he's now sticking in the music business and what he loves, but on the studio end of things. So, he's staying active and he's got himself back into good health, which is the most important thing. And so if there's he would be the one member that you know, I really, you know, regret losing, but it was something that was really inevitable because it was because of health problems.
So I wish you good health to you and to your family. And
thank you so much.
Thanks for being with us.
Vasil, it's always a pleasure to speak to you. And thank you to Tangra Rock. As always, it's a great interview and great questions being asked. So we certainly appreciate it, and we hope to see not only you, but all the fans in Bulgaria and in Sofia sometime in the near future. And look for our new record called The Final Revolution out in late November.
Fantastic. Cheers, buddy.
Okay, man.
Bye-bye.
Take care, my friend. Bye.
You too.
It's the final revolution taking hold. It's the final revolution.